Monday's crop progress report shows a crop that is slowly advancing as far as crop development stages are concerned, and one that is continuing to decrease as far as crop ratings are concerned. Looking at the numbers, the corn indent was at 85%. That's 1% behind the five-year average of 86%. 41% of the corn is mature. That's equal to the five-year average. And 7% of the nation's corn is now harvested. And that's equal to the five-year average. It was 2% less than expected by the trade. Corn crop conditions continue to decline as they dropped 1% last week to 67% good to excellent. But when you look at the numbers, you'd expect it to have been a little bit bigger drop. Illinois improved by 1%, but Indiana dropped by 2%. Iowa dropped by 1%. Minnesota was unchanged. Nebraska improved by 2%. North Dakota dropped by 2%. Ohio was unchanged. And South Dakota dropped by 2%. As far as soybeans, 41% are dropping leaves. That's 1% ahead of the five-year average pace. 5% of the nation's beans are now in the bin. That's versus 3% for the five-year average. And like corn, crop ratings dropped 1% to 63%, good to excellent. Illinois dropped by 4%. Indiana dropped by 2%. Iowa dropped by 1%. Minnesota dropped by 1%. Nebraska, again, the best of the states for soybeans as well. That was improved by 2%. North Dakota decreased by 4%. Ohio dropped by 2%. And South Dakota was down by 1%. So we saw soybeans take a little bit bigger of the hit, and that is mainly because of disease pressure. Looking at the wheat markets, winter wheat planting was estimated at 11%. That's 2% behind the five-year average and 3% behind expectations. Spring wheat harvest was estimated at 94% complete versus 92% for the five-year average. Barley, 95% of that crop is in the bin versus 94%. So overall, this report was probably just a little neutral to the grains.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.